Now, you are the president of the INBF, so you're online. Tell us about the inception of INBF, what it is, and maybe what you do in your role as president.
Well, thanks, Corey. I'd be happy to, and I'm actually going to start kind of in the very beginning, because the INBF actually came to be, I was 20 years old, and I was in college, didn't have very much money, I was probably just barely making my rent, and I said to myself, I woke up, and I'm like, you know, now is the time, because one of my goals when I was 16, you know, I have my goal list, is I wanted to actually start and own and run a natural bodybuilding federation. I didn't know what it was or who it was, I just wanted to own and run one, promote the sport I love. And I woke up at 20 years old, I says, you know what, now is the time to do this. And I just said to myself, however I have to do this, I'll make it work. I actually ended up asking two of my personal training clients, who had no money at the time, to give me a year advance for training sessions. So I actually was able to get $5,000 advance to run the first show, which was 2 years away, and basically kind of work through means of training people to do services for me. And it was, you know, one of the most gratifying experiences I ever had, and I love it. And the sport really started, INBF started, just from, because I wanted to serve the athletes. I wanted to serve the sport. I wanted to have a really integrity-driven federation that did full drug testing with polygraph and urine, and, you know, and really served athletes. It wasn't about me or anybody. It was just serving the athletes in the sport and promoting it properly.